Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Hi, I'm Kevin Don, the Get Fit Guy, and I'm here to share my accumulated decade of knowledge in the strength and conditioning industry with you to help you become the best version of yourself. Now, unless you've been living under a rock for the last 10 to 15 years, chances are you've heard of or even tried CrossFit. My side, I actually ran a CrossFit facility in Hong Kong about a decade ago. I've also trained alongside and personally coached several CrossFit Games athletes. So it's fair to say I have a good handle on the methodology. I often hear a lot of hate being directed at CrossFit, either from personal trainers or from people who might have tried it and decided it wasn't for them. So why all the hate? Is it the methodology, the results, or the culture around it? My answer might just surprise you. Let me just break it down for you, starting with, what is CrossFit anyway? According to CrossFit.com, CrossFit is defined as constantly varied functional movement at high intensity. Let's dig into that. Here's what they mean by constantly varied. Most of the time, you'll see new workouts programmed every day. Workouts with different movements, rep schemes, loads, and time domains. That doesn't mean the workouts are random. CrossFit programming strategically varies the workout stimulus, so you're prepared for any and all physical tasks, but it does mean you'll never get bored. Functional movement taps into a concept I've discussed on the podcast before. Here's a quote from CrossFit. Have you ever picked something up off the floor, sat down in a chair and stood up again, placed items up on a shelf? If so, you perform deadlifts, squats, and shoulder presses. In CrossFit, we train these types of movements because they're the movements life demands, whether we practice them or not. They're essential to independent living. And finally, high intensity. No matter what you're looking for from your workouts, feeling better, looking better, sleeping better, being stronger, intensity is the most effective way to get you there. In CrossFit, we focus first on moving well with consistency, then we work on increasing intensity. If you're working hard, chances are you're getting fitter. So that's what CrossFit says, but let's look at how that actually plays out in practice. First, constant variance. I know that excitement and lack of boredom increase the fun aspect, and that can improve adherence to the regimen. But if you remember my previous episode on the difference between working out and training, we identified that an adaptation in all organisms is specific to applied stresses. It's called the SED principle, specific adaptation to imposed demand. When movement becomes too varied, we can't adapt, and therefore we cannot improve. I've been in CrossFit gyms where people tell me they haven't done a deadlift for 4 months, then suddenly they appear in the program. That looks a lot more like randomness than variation. Let's have a look at functional movement. I think this is where we have to be able to separate buzzwords from reality. There are many hype words in the fitness landscape: superfoods, primal, ancestral, functional. But of course, there are movements, such as the squat, which will always have a function. But for the general population, what's the function of a barbell snatch performed 45 times as quickly as possible? Or a handstand walk? Or a ring muscle up? If we look again at the SED principle, we'll be able to see that adaptations are specific. Barbell snatches will make you good at barbell snatches. A functional movement is, in my opinion, better defined as the intersection of a client's goal and their current ability to express that goal. That is to say, if the goal is to run a marathon and the client can currently only run 5 kilometers before tapping out, then irrespective of our narrative, handstand walks and kettlebell swings are not functional for this client because they serve no function for the goal. They don't have any role in moving them from their current capacity forwards.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Finally, high intensity. Now, whilst it's true that in the CrossFit Level 1 handbook, they discuss the concept of MCI, an acronym meaning mechanics, consistency, and finally intensity, it's also the case that on your very first day, you will be expected to participate in the workout, which will be for time. As I discussed in the episode on program design principles, the base level of all training should be motor control, what CrossFit call mechanics, but establishing this takes a serious time investment. Intensity should not come on day one. It's also important to remember that the ideal zone to train is above minimum effective dose and below maximum tolerated dose. If the maximum is intensity, it becomes difficult to control the dose response because we're always pushing to the largest dose. Now, this isn't to say that I disagree with the CrossFit methodology, and I personally know many CrossFit gym owners who do a fantastic job of implementing it. The issues stem from the fact that CrossFit is not a franchise, it's an affiliate model, which means that each gym owner passes their basic certificate and then goes off and does whatever they want. So you could go to 3 different CrossFit gyms in the same town and have 3 totally different experiences. One gym could be super into weightlifting and telling clients to do the snatch and the clean and jerk. Another one could be into more training for health and be about motor control and building a broad aerobic and mobility base. And the final gym could be highly competitive and looking to succeed in the sport of CrossFit at local and regional events. But all of them still just say CrossFit on the front door. So to me, the real problem with CrossFit is that it's actually almost impossible to critique. Because if you go to a well-known fast food chain and order a hamburger in New York, then you go and order one from one of their restaurants in LA, London, Tokyo, and Cape Town, the burgers will all look and taste the same. It's a controlled and standardized product. CrossFit doesn't work that way. Different gym, different product. Unfortunately, most clients don't have the ability to objectively review a gym because they aren't subject matter experts. But likewise, it's also not fair for personal trainers and physical therapists to say CrossFit makes no sense or CrossFit causes injuries, because with each gym doing things differently, this statement is totally arbitrary. CrossFit does not cause injuries. Badly performed CrossFit does. So, what can we do to improve our chances of selecting a good gym? Well, I'd recommend having a look at how long they've been in business. Chances are, if they've been around for 10 years and they don't have a lot of bad reviews, then things are looking optimistic. I'd also drop in and meet the coaches. If they want you to just fire yourself straight into a class, I'd say that's a red flag. If, however, they ask questions about your sporting or training background, what you currently do for your training, if you have any injuries, any limitations, what your goals are. These are all great signs. Finally, shop around. Most gyms will give you a free trial, so go along and see how you feel. Did they push you really far out of your comfort zone? Did you feel supported and cared for? Did you get help with movement standards? These are all things to look for. And bear in mind that all of these fitness brands, CrossFit, Orange Theory, F45, Les Mills, they cannot be defined as good or bad. They can only be defined as good or bad for your personal goals. None of them should be demonized because they aren't doing anything new. They're just combining existing physical movements. Deadlifts and running are not CrossFit. They're just deadlifts and running. You could do them in your garage and get hurt, but it doesn't mean that your garage is now an inherently dangerous training environment. It just means the training program was probably not right for you. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings and Davina Tomlin, and our intern is Cameron Lacey. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.